people I'm worried about.
Exactly.
The adults, at least they have brain, but the younger ones are easily.
What are you portraying? I think that is great because I called him up on Saturday and I had some strong words, you know, for him.
It would just ignite this Ghana-Nigerian thing even more.
With Kwame Sefakai, for 30 minutes we were on the phone with him, and I think that is so bad, uncalled for, uncultured. And I condemn it.
And how did he take that conversation?
Well, he says he's going to apologize. I'm waiting for him to do that.
Well, one good thing is that no matter how stubborn and hurt artists are, it's always good to know that there are people that can speak to us. So I think that's a good thing, to know that you can talk to him.
I don't mince words. And I'm saying it for the first time, I mean, on radio. I did that. I didn't mince words at all. And I think that, well, from how he came about, he was remorseful about it and says that, oh, he was this, but... I mean, I won't go into details.
Thing. At least,
but also before you go, I want that, you know, message to him. So I'm going to arrange for that meeting for you to meet up with him and I'll be able to send a signal that we are one Africa, and maybe you can also pump some wisdom and some stuff into his head.
Ah. So that that's get, your work. I'm not pumping anything. I don't even like sound of pump. Yeah. But no, please, so let's not forget that I came here to celebrate my album.
Of course.
Black and Magic.
And that's what we're getting into now.
Yes. I mean,
you are doing so well, and that we talked about Stoneboy, we talked about every other artist and all of that. But Black Magic as well. Why the title?
Black Magic.